Welcome to the Real Estate Secrets Podcast for healthcare professionals, hosted by Austin Hare and Nathan Palmer, who together have over two decades of real estate knowledge and investing. This show is about sharing lessons in commercial real estate that were learned from trial and error and working directly with CEOs of billion-dollar healthcare organizations. Our mission is to teach the insider strategies used by the big guys to everyday healthcare operators in order to get access to the best real estate at the best prices.
Hey guys, and welcome to the podcast, Real Estate University for Healthcare Practices. I'm Austin Hare, and today I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what to specifically look for in real estate, when it comes to real estate, when it comes to finding the right location, when it comes to finding the best location. There's a lot of things to consider, and there's a lot of things that aren't common sense too. So, you know, and there's no real hard and fast rules per se. I mean, everything is situational depending on your demographic, you know, the cost of living in San Francisco versus, you know, Orlando, Florida are vastly different, and they're going to result in different rent rates and different median household incomes and that sort of thing. So just pass everything through your own lens and your own filter. But in general, a couple things to look out for is really you want when you're going to be switching from an office to a retail location, you do want high traffic drive-by, and a minimum of 20,000 cars driving by per day is what we would look for, and you know, typically in suburban type areas. Now, that being said, there is a point where it becomes too much, where it becomes too convoluted, because you got to think, like, if you go to a really crazy crowded street corner where there, you know, there's 3 to 4 lanes or 5 lanes of traffic each direction. That, I mean, it's just so crazy. There's so much going on. Everybody's focused on the traffic patterns. You will not be able to really look around and see what businesses are there. You're not going to be looking for that. And that defeats the whole purpose of going to retail. You know, you want a stoplight that when people come to it, they stop and they look around, and they're more likely to notice your business. And it also makes access a little bit easier too, because obviously they're able to turn left on the green arrows and that sort of thing. Some of the kind of median income would be around the 50K to the 90K range for households. And obviously when you go to, if you're looking at doing elective surgeries for your practice, then you're going to want much more affluent areas than that. So every field is kind of different as well, whether you're dealing with dental to urgent care or family medicine and everything in between. But, you know, with somebody like a dentist, kind of what we look for is you've got a patient to dentist ratio of 2,000 to 1. So for every 2,000 residents that live there, there is one dentist, right? So if you got 10,000 residents, you'd want there to be no more than 5 dentists in that kind of location. But, you know, that's barring exceptional plans to grow the business and that sort of thing. You're also going to want to check the per capita income, compare that to the state and national average, because if it's significantly lower, especially in the state, then that's going to indicate obviously that there's less money to change hands. So also on that note, check the household income, compare that to the state and the national averages. And then the unemployment rate is a big one too. So that's, you can find that just by looking up your local state has statistics about the unemployment rate as well. And then of course there's the Medicaid rate too. So if the Medicaid rate is super, super high in your area, just be prepared. You're going to have to deal with a lot of Medicaid patients. Again, average age, that's something that will vary as well, something to look into. But just to throw out an example there, if you are a newer practice, and let's just say in dental, then you're probably going to want the average to be about 35 to 50. And the reason you want that on the lower end, like 50 and under, is because it gives those patients some time to grow into. Like they'll probably hopefully be around for a while, and they can grow in, there's room for growth with those without a population or a demographic that's going to be aging out. And then if you are going to relocate, you already have an established practice, then it's okay to get a little bit higher on the age of the patients, the demographics that you're going to see there. And of course, another thing to check is the rate of growth for the population. So if the population is declining, that's going to need to be a factor. You're going to really want to look for a healthy, consistent year-over-year population change. You can check 1 year, 10 year, 5 years, etc. Another thing to look for is majority of the population to have owner-occupied housing. So what that means is that there's not a lot of rentals, that it's a little bit of a stickier client as well, a little bit of a stickier patient because they actually own the houses where they stay, and that means that they're less likely to move. The other thing to take into consideration is just the pulse of how many new startups there are in the area. So this information isn't as easy to find. Like if you know who your competitors are, that's going to be a little bit easier. And if you live in that area in particular, that'll make it easier as well. But a location could have a good, strong patient to doctor ratio, and you don't know that they are planning on opening up two more urgent cares or another urgent care right in that at same plaza. Well, that'll totally throw off your ratio. So just it's really important. You know we all like to think that our businesses are unique and they're special and we don't have any competition, but it's an important factor to think through. Just what other competitors do I have that are opening up that might take away from the field of patients. Another thing to think about, you know, don't focus solely on the price per square foot. You know, there's a lot when you're looking at these leases. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they could transfer around. So be careful of lease language. You know, the transfer of leases, there's a lot of cost to build out in medical. So if you end up not reading through your lease very carefully and they try and slide something in there, the landlords could easily use that against you because they know that you're going to have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to relocate your location. So that gives them a lot of leverage. So that's why it's important to read over those documents and also read about the rules for renewal and that sort of thing that, you know, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road sounds like a long ways away, but that it really does come up pretty quickly. So it's important that you that's also negotiated in addition to the price per square foot. Consider what would be in there for the breach of lease clause as well. So the little last piece of information that I would like to talk about would just be the type of realtors that you look for when you're looking to relocate or find your first location. Whatever your specialty is, whatever your field is, you know, don't go with a realtor who hasn't worked with at least 10 other businesses in that field. Because a lot of times you might be talking to somebody and you got a buddy or a friend or a family member, they happen to do commercial real estate or be a realtor and they want to help you out. But, you know, it can be really frustrating because if they've never done this before, they really have no idea what they're looking for. And then on that note, there's sometimes even people who claim to be experts in that niche. And if you really dig down a couple levels deeper, ask them a few questions, and you can realize you'll be their fourth or fifth client in that sector. And so they're really not going to have a whole lot of experience and they're not going to be that much of a help for you. So it's just worth it to comb through, do some extra questions, ask the hard questions, do some more digging. Because it will pay off in the end when you can find somebody who knows this space and can actively show you exactly what you're looking for and teach you some things too. So I hope this was helpful. Be on the lookout. Again, I think that we will start to see some really good opportunities for relocations and renewals as well, and even building purchases. So keep in touch. Stay safe. Bye for now.